Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the McDonald Local Board of Education for September 26th to order at 7:04 p.m. May we have the roll call?
Mr. Capizello?
Here.
Mr. Hannan?
Here.
Mrs. Place?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Sagan?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first item is approval of the agenda for this regular meeting. You've all had an opportunity to review the agenda. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we will now entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented to the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Place. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting of August 22nd. All had an opportunity to review those minutes. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to vote upon those meeting minutes as presented.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Abstain.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is approval of the board minutes from the special meeting of September 10th. You had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to vote upon those.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Abstain.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. We will be entering executive session this evening for the reasons of A1, which is employment. Is there any other thing we'll be discussing in the executive session?
Is that negotiated item?
I'm sorry. I say A2. Anything else?
I would say D if we could, Mr. President, if we're negotiated on the
Okay. Anything else? Okay. And after we emerge from executive session this evening, we will not conduct any additional business. Move to recognition of visitors and audience participation. First representative speaking today is Mr. Hart on behalf of TCTC.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've got a couple items for you. I think you might be interested in how the typical grades of the professional skills are taken care of up at TCTC. Gives you an idea. That's how it's done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And also there's a second part to this. Also, a little information. The school is also graded on after graduation, what happens to the students after they graduate. And they signify that with the 3 E's. I don't know if you know what that is.
No.
Well, it deals with enrollment in post-secondary education. Okay, that's one E. Enlistment, if you're listed in a service somewhere. And employment, and a living wage. You can't just, you know, I'll be living in McDonald's. I'm living at home and working at McDonald's. That's not a living wage. You have to be employed. So those 3 E's are very much invoked and how the school itself is graded. There's one other thing I want to pass on to you. When I started teaching in 1980, there was a young lady that taught diversified health occupation. Her name was Jan Carpenter. And I was back in the bowels of school where they had all the heavy labs, you know, welding, auto mechanics, auto body, carpentry, those kind of things in my lab down in machine trades. Well, you know, there's a lot of process you have to go through with Kent State. And plus you got to run a class and grade papers and do lesson plans and stuff like that. And, I was very fortunate. I had a wife who was a teacher here, so she helped me a lot. But one thing she gave me that I took to heart, and she come up with this all by herself, and I just thought that maybe you people would like to have this. It's take this with you through life. She was just a wonderful person. She lived in Girard. We eventually started taking turns driving back and forth to work together, save a little gas. She left TCTC in the early 90s and went down to Chaffin Career Center in Youngstown and to run their diversified health occupation and nursing area because she was a registered nurse. And she retired in the middle of 2005 or something like that and went to Florida, lived in Florida. But she was just a wonderful person, married, had four boys, you know, so she had a hard life taking care of four boys, plus teaching and stuff like that. So I just thought it was very nice that she did this. And gave me a copy of it. Any questions? Any concerns? Any gripes? Anything you want to bring up besides your dinner? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Do we have any other audience participation?
Lori Smith, 445 Dakota Avenue. I don't know if it will be coming up in any of the other items on the agenda this evening. I'm just wondering if you have a brief facilities update.
It'll be part of your report.
It'll be part of my report. You want it now? You want it later?
All right, thank you.
No guns in here.
Anyone else? Okay, we will now move to old business. Any old business before the board? Move to new business. We head into the Finance Committee. Mr. Capozzello, chairperson. Any report this evening, Joe?
No, nothing particular. Just we have the Exhibit A in the back. I don't know if Megan, you want to talk about it at all, or?
Oh, it's the final appropriations. So set for the upcoming school year. If you recall, we had the temporary appropriations at the beginning of the school year to get us through just a few months. So this is the final.
Anything more? Okay. Then we will move to business. First is the Treasurer's Financial Report for August of 2018, comprised of the check register, financial summary, and bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next, move to the resolution to approve the 2018-2019 permanent appropriations as listed on Exhibit A to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following bids for 2018-2019 school year. Bread from Nichols Bakery in the varieties, sizes, and prices set forth in the agenda. And also milk from Dean Dairy and the types of milk and the prices stated. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Any discussion upon the motion? How are those prices compared to last year?
Just a slight increase.
Anything else?
Same vendors as well.
Okay.
No change there.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hammond?
Yes.
5-6.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the contract with Hoffman's Property Services for the snow plowing salting services for McDonald Local Schools for 2018-2019 school year. Copy of that contract is attached to your agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Any discussion upon the motion? How does that look compared to last year?
Actually, the prices stayed the exact same on this one. Mr. Hoffman did it. I think there was no increase for about 5 or 6 years. There was a slight increase last year, but it stayed the same as we move forward.
Okay. Anything else? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seganich?
Yes.
5-6 votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve a 5-year contract with Cintas Corporation to provide mats and mops for McDonald Local School District beginning in July of 2018. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Any discussion upon the motion?
Kevin, they have this service in the past, or is this...
Yeah, this has always been with the district. They'll come in and take care of the mats. When you walk in right into the superintendent's office, you'll see the blue mats here and out in front. So take care of all the main entrance ways.
I take it the contract was just up last year.
Correct.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Seganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
5-6 votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is a resolution to approve a 3-year printer toner maintenance agreement with Bennett's Office Products for McDonald Local School District beginning August 2018. Pairs, maintenance, and parts are included in the cost, and a copy of that contract is attached as Exhibit B to your agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Any discussion upon the motion?
This handles our small printers. It's not for the copy machines that you'll see throughout the building. We do have about 4 or 5 standalone printers. One's used in the payroll office to run checks. So they do need individual toner. So in the past, we just purchased our own toner, and our tech guy would attempt to fix the machines if we had issues. The gentleman that we want to contract with here, as long as the toner is purchased through him, which it's a very comparable price to what we're paying now, just a different brand, he handles all of the maintenance and repairs on the machines. I've worked with him for probably about 7 years. He was out at Maplewood for quite some time with us, too. Same guy you're going to get every time, which kind of makes it nice, too, because you get to know the person. And did a nice job for us.
Did you search out for this, or did that
pilot? He actually came in, and we had to call him in because our payroll printer was malfunctioning, so we couldn't fix it. He came in and spent some time in the district, and then reached out to us about coming under contract with him.
Anything else? Let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seganich?
Yes.
5-6 votes.
Motion carries. Next item is consideration of a parental transportation contract. Whereas the student of the parent identified below has been determined to be a resident of the school district and eligible for transportation services, and whereas after a careful evaluation of all available options, it has been determined that it is impractical to provide transportation to the student selected school, and whereas the following factors as identified in revised code section 332702 have been considered, they are the time and distance required to provide the transportation, number of pupils to be transported, cost of providing transportation in terms of equipment, maintenance, personnel, administration, whether similar or equivalent services provided to other pupils eligible for transportation, whether and to what extent the additional service unavoidably disrupts current transportation schedules, and whether other reimbursable types of transportation are available, and whereas the option of offering payment in lieu of transportation is provided for in the revised code, and therefore be it resolved that the McDonald Local Board of Education hereby approves the declaration of impractical to transport the identified student and offering the parent of the identified student payment in lieu of transportation. Copy of that contract is attached as Exhibit C to this agenda. The parent of the student is Sherry Bishop. The school collected is Mahoning County. Is that Mahoning County Career and Technical Center in Canfield, and the student's in 11th grade. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and second by Mrs. Clase. Any discussion upon the motion?
I've read this thing 9 times. Why are we paying to send somebody to a technical school?
The
little McDonald?
Correct.
Do we get the $6,000?
Yeah, they are.
Or we get the money?
Yeah, they are a McDonald student. This parent and this student has gone to some different charter schools throughout their entire school career here with us. And when they do, even similar to if they were attending a parochial school, we are still responsible for transportation for specialized courses or a charter school that we do not offer. So that's why this student here, in lieu of us transporting to Canfield, instead, we're taking the payment in lieu of transportation, which according to our revised code for us is $250.
But each student, we get so much money for.
Correct.
Do we get the money for this kid?
Yes.
Okay. If we get the money, I can live with that one. Well, I didn't understand. If he's going somewhere and I get the money, why would we pay?
And according to the state, they don't. Yeah,
it's the law.
Yeah, we don't get a hold of it.
Make us.
Well,
and that money will, so most of that will follow the student, I want you to understand, yeah, because that does, we don't keep the entire, a lot of that money, again, that we'll be transferring out similar to an open enrollment situation or any of those situations where a student goes elsewhere.
But none of the other open enrollments that leave, they get the money, we don't have to pay for it.
You're correct, and we don't have to transport.
I just had a hard time with that, to be honest with you. Read it more than once.
Yeah.
We get the money, I'm good. That's all, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's a good question. Any additional questions? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Seigenman?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to ratify the shared services contract with Trumbull County Educational Service Center as per Ohio Revised Code Section 3313.845. A copy of that contract is attached as Exhibit D to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clase. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clase?
Yes.
Mr. Seigenman?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to Personnel Committee. Mrs. Clase, chairperson.
No report this evening.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to business. Our first item of business is a resolution in recognition and appreciation of service by William Johnson. Whereas William Johnson has always been mindful of the interest of the students and has worked tirelessly to ensure financial decisions were made in their best interest, and whereas William Johnson has provided leadership and guidance concerning all financial decisions with the district, and whereas William Johnson has served the community for 10 years with integrity, honor, and dedication, now therefore be it resolved, the McDonald Local Board of Education hereby recognizes the service of Treasurer William Johnson as an asset to the citizens of McDonald and expresses gratitude and sincere appreciation for his service. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be presented to William Johnson as a dedicated and faithful McDonald Local Schools Treasurer with our sincere appreciation. Upon the recommendation of the District Superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clase, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Well, this can't be too controversial.
Do you want to call Mr. Johnson up?
And yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe we better vote first.
You think so?
It's not official.
Yeah.
No, okay, the discussion then. Before the vote.
Yeah. Yeah. Any discussion?
Well, she's got the thing.
I'll just go around. Go ahead. We can vote.
No, I I can't thank you enough. I mean, again, in life, most of us always see as a result, not the task it took. We're all happy, but there's a lot of dedication you have to do and time. And I know when we had the one audit, the one gentleman said, 25 years the cleanest audit I've ever seen. That pretty much impressed me. But you've been dedicated, and as you always have been. And I think we all feel the same way.
Absolutely.
Very dedicated and very humble man. That's my point.
Couldn't say it better myself. Thank you.
Well, let's vote on it.
And then you can talk.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries.
Can you talk to them?
No.
Do you want to say something?
Just putting them on the spot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, I just would like to say thank you to all the staff, all the students, all the public that you get to serve. And, you know, nothing more makes you more happy than working hard for these kids and helping them with their success in our minor way that we can as fiscal people. So I'm just happy that I came home my last few years in the profession and spent the time with my kids and my health. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Next item of business is a resolution to hire Katie Bodner as a Title I tutor pending certification and BCII FBI background checks for the 2018-2019 school year at Roosevelt Elementary. The position will begin October 1st, 2018 at a rate of $17 per hour for 5.75 hours per day, not to exceed 28.75 hours per week. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolutions.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the hiring of the following classified personnel, a 1-year limited contract, pending certification and BCII, FBI background checks, for the 2018-2019 school year. It's the individuals for the positions at the compensation set forth in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion?
Yeah, the only thing I'd point out, I don't ever remember having a substitute nurse. We used the county, is that what we did?
Yeah, there has been a rare occasion someone brought in off of the county approved sub list. This was a McDonald resident that came to us that wanted to apply to also serve as a substitute.
Oh, no, I think it's great. I didn't. Did you ever remember doing that?
No.
So I caught my eye. So you're happy, I'm happy. So I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the hiring of the following supplemental personnel on a 1-year limited contract pending certification and BCII FBI background checks for the 2018-2019 school year. It's the individuals for the positions and at the compensation set forth in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion?
Well, again, this is the first time that we had co-volleyball coaches. And they split the contract.
Correct.
Seventh and eighth, and they have scrimmages with the varsity.
Correct.
The only one. I have to tell you this. I've been to this game. You cannot believe the improvement. I'm telling you. It really is. It's exciting. And we got some good ones. As we do, the other coaches clearly are great people. This new addition to our coaching staff, again, is going to make us one of the best. I'm really proud to vote for this one.
They seem to be really working well together.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a nice team effort. So.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seganek?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We next move to Program and Policy Committee. Mrs. Higgins, chairperson.
Nothing to report this evening.
Okay. Our first item of business is to appoint OSBA delegates, and we probably ought to specify those individuals before we go ahead and take action.
Yeah, I know it. Right now, I don't think there's anybody scheduled to attend the conference, but you know, just in case the schedules do change, maybe if you want to appoint a delegate. If you haven't done this before, you do go sit in a major conference room, and they go through the platform, basically, for the Ohio school boards. It's a very interesting meeting. As the voting is, if you stand, if you approve, you sit. You know, I mean, it's a strange. But when you get that many delegates in one room, it's a whole different ballgame. So.
Is anybody going?
To the conference, I'm going and Megan's going.
Could
as
you
well.
Be the delegate?
No.
And that's no. Take a shot.
Yeah. No, it's worth a try.
Nobody else is going. I went. I would say this. I went with Mr. Johnson and you, and I learned an awful lot. Not that I can continue to learn, but I think if I
think
you're never gone before, you try to go once.
This is just a thing. Something like that. I forget something different. Something officer. What? Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else? No? All right, okay. How about we appoint Mrs. Clace as delegate and myself as alternate? So then we will entertain a resolution to appoint Jody Clace as delegate and John Saganich as alternate delegate for the 2018 OSBA Annual Business Meeting in Columbus, November 11th, 12th, and 13th, 2018 in Columbus, Ohio. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by, finally found a resolution to wake you guys up. Mrs. Higgins, seconded by Mr. Hannan. Any discussion upon the motion? Surprisingly, hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve participation in the federal lunch program for the 2018-2019 school year. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins, seconded by Mr. Hannan. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is a resolution to approve the first reading of the following policies as set forth at length in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Hannan. Any discussion upon the motion?
I'm sure I'm just being picky, but on the last policy, it's positive behavioral intervention.
Are you sure?
I'm guessing.
Okay. Well, you're in the biz, so I guess you
know. I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
PIV.
Intervention instead of intervention.
Just a typo.
Just a typo, not a big deal. Just.
There were a couple of policies if I could have you just take note of, and these again are just first readings. So one that I wrote down I thought was very important is a policy DJH, which dealt with credit card use. So there's two options for the district to take a look at. Mrs. Titus and I have looked at it. Our recommendation would be that we continue what we've had in the past, where the treasurer maintains all district credit cards. If they're ever used anywhere, they are signed out and they are immediately returned. It's our opinion that that should be continued as our best practices to maintain that order, know where they're out at all times, and they shouldn't be carried around if they're not needed. So in our case, we'll take them with us for a hotel in Columbus if we have a meeting down there, and then right back, put them right back in and lock them up.
What's the alternative provided in that policy?
The alternative, you can name somebody else as someone who can hold one of those cards, but we just don't see.
No, that's.
I certainly can't see the positive side to that.
That's prudent.
Yeah, the one change we're looking into making is we'd like to have, in the past we had a card always at McDonald's local schools. A lot of hotels in Columbus don't like that. They want a name attached to it. so that when you go down there with your ID, they want to be able to match that up. So we're going to take care of that change, but we want to keep our account limits low like they've been now, so that I believe they're at the 3,500 to 5,000 range right now. We want to keep them low and keep them locked up unless they are signed out. And so we'll have a second reading on that, so if there's any questions, please let me know. And then the other one I thought was very interesting is the GBI, which deals with crowdfunding and online fundraising for teachers and for staff members. So I know the building principals have talked to them a little bit about it. I just wanted to let you know that those are avenues where, be it GoFundMe pages, or there's a lot of different ones out there now for educators to put out and seek community donations or private donations for supplies to use in the classrooms. Those are allowed, but they have to have approval first. And right now, I think we did a check on that. We don't have any McDonald's, you know, employees that are doing that right now, but we'll work with our teachers, make sure we follow all the protocols we need and get approval before any of those are taking place.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
I guess.
Motion carries.
I probably wasn't going to do it until we close, but.
I have a contract.
Yeah.
I just, because I'm going to need to report on that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Go either way. What do you?
Now move to Buildings and Grounds Committee. Mr. Hannon, chairperson, you have a report?
Yes, I do. After much study, engineers, architects, et cetera, monies, the decision is made that we're not going to build a new stadium. We're going to refurnish the old stadium. And before I go that, I'll say this. I came in this morning and met with Mr. Kama, asked permission to talk to Coach Williams, because he's been the spearhead of this. And we met for about 45, 50 minutes, and he clearly understands what we're doing. Lighting, we can fix the old stadium, I believe, within about $60,000 to $70,000 rather than $300,000. The rest are the same, restrooms, lighting, etc., and possibly parking, possibly a band shelter down the road, and possibly paving the existing track for walkers, for the village to use. And I can say we're also going to proceed with the land down below. That we have renegotiated a deal, and it's we're taking our option, and we are purchasing the land. I think I can say that. And I'm not going to go into a lot of details, but there's been some questions of the cost, and I can assure you that this board met, and we got a fair price. It's reduced to what we were. The extra money we had to spend for legal, because we weren't aware, has been compensated back. So we feel very strongly that we can attend an 8-lane track, etc. There's money there for that. There's not money really set aside for the existing stadium. So we talked about it, several ideas, and this, please, and we're going to meet again with everybody. The $1 million, we know we have a $500,000 we had to pay back. There's a $500,000 we thought could go to capital structure. Possibly if we sell some land, we can use that. We have a lot of individuals who want to give us help as far as reduce the cost individually, like we did the road there. We saved, $30,000, I guess. So, and the lights, what else am I missing besides that? Also, I talked with Mr. Williams about the existing stadium. It'll be, I guess we'll make it waterproof, might be the right word underneath. But there'd be a great place to put the football information. So there's two doors that go in at halftime, have a cup of coffee, look at the records, and make use of the land that we have. That's not etched in stone. That's something we're looking at. And his question was, and realistically, is about the artificial turf. It would make it a beautiful structure. He has some possibilities, some, I guess, heavy donors, I'll use the word. And I said, we're open. I mean, I'm open. If it goes on and the people at McDonald want it, I think that majority rules. That's the way it is. If it should be a 1 mil levy, a 2 mil levy, we're going to look at that. It's not going to be judged tonight, but I'm telling you, it's going to be looked at. And he's on board. He says all they really wanted to be is kept in the loop. And I'm not trying to speak for him. I'm telling you what he's told me today. And you can talk to him on your own. But the business move had, there's no other way, we could not do what we wanted there. So our hope is realistically, is if we put that track, it'd be an 8-lane track, it would be a grass soccer field, it would not be AstroTurf, some stands, et cetera, and possibly put a baseball field down there and make it a nice sports, and then put a nice restroom, et cetera, et cetera. We have money for that. The other, I guess the, how we get, how innovative we are up here is what's going to make the difference. But we're told, we own it, we got to maintain it. So I don't know if it's going to be a 1-year, 3-year plan, but nobody can say we haven't looked at all the options. Do you agree with that? So, and again, I didn't want, I asked the permission, I didn't, this was just me on my own. I said, rather than him hear it at a meeting, I didn't know he was going to be here, I thought he deserved the courtesy to hear it beforehand. If he had any questions he wanted to ask us or have a representative ask us, I'm okay. We're here to look and make all of our options. And that's, and please, anybody can add to anything that I'm missing.
Can you summarize that again, please?
Sure, say it again.
Can you summarize that plan again?
Okay. Which one?
What?
Down below.
Okay, you're going to, down below, you mean the on the other side, yeah, Second Street?
I'm talking, down, yeah, I guess okay. That's, I don't look great, that's okay. Why I would count the down below property.
Okay.
We have approximately $2 million left on that levy that we looked at the sports complex. We've taken a couple of years off. I think it's about $2 million. We have money to do that, put a track in.
I understand. Okay.
Hmm?
Now, you're going to go and you're buying that property, mm-hmm. because I know that there's some wells or something, mm-hmm. of that. Is that taken care of?
That's too? Pretty much taken. It's okay. Nothing that would affect this for the long run.
Okay.
I can't emphasize enough. If we built this stadium down there or not, if we didn't do anything, we were going to buy that property for long-range planning. I want you to understand. You agree with that, guys? That's
mm-hmm.
okay. That now, I'll answer you. Are you okay? Answer your question. Here's a priority. What we're going to do up here first. Here, we know our lights are terrible. We know the stadium has some deterioration from age. We also know through our engineers and architect, we're spending. And I don't have the numbers, I think about $60,000 to $80,000. We got 50 more years out of that structure. We also looked, I'll go one step further, looking to the, if you're looking at the stadium, to the right of it, putting handicap there, to the left of it, putting in new concession stands and bathrooms. So we also realize, now if we have that over here, for the handicap here and here, my suggestion is it appears we, the existing small bathrooms could be used for handicap only. You could get down there without much cost, the way I'm going to look at it. So that would take care of that. Now, the paving of the blacktop was twofold, just for dust control, and we have a lot of walkers at the town that pay taxes here. They can use it. It would be safer in that way. Lights, we know we need new lights. Now, a lot of the numbers they gave us are high, but we have to prepare for high. And then anything else we get is the better deal for us. So those are lights, that's going to be done. The band shelter, eventually we talked about that for years. Yes, these kids go out in the rain. We got to protect them. They work hard. So all that cost, I don't know if it's going to be $600,000 or a million. I know, I'm saying me. I'm not speaking of them. The extra money we got should be used for capital, not salaries. Put it in something that's going to last 40 or 50 years for the kids. So that... Did I miss anything that I did the second time? And the other one, again, we feel that we could get a nice track. I guess we're going to, I'm going to say that we're copying off out of Lordstown, what we're copying. Down below. Finally have, I think it's 20-some years we haven't had a track. There'll be a discus, there's going to be shot. We have room down there. And if we can use it where we can use the concession stands, etc., it'd be nice to put a nice baseball field. Because we have a lot of kids playing baseball, etc. So make a nice sports complex. We're also, one more step, we're looking at parking on the corner of 6th and Russo Lane. Originally we talked about 300 or 400, no, we'll probably be, I might say again, ballpark, we're talking about 100, maybe 150, does that sound right, guys? So we know we need parking no matter what we did. So we feel very strongly that, first of all, the whole complex was down there because we have no track. It's a shame that we have more Chase Championships than anything. So we believe it could solve a lot of the problems. The voters on it, that says, okay, Now, we got to be innovative with the general funds and levies to make this happen. And I can tell you, I have almost confidence we could get this done. So, again, now the now as far as us spending right now on the artificial turf, there's going to be some donors to make. I don't know about that yet, but I want you. We're not ruling it out if they come up with options. Do you agree with that? So, that's my report for the second time. I hope I didn't miss anything. And please add. I'm not trying to. We've talked a long time about this. And we don't. We have a lot of numbers on the AstroTurf, if you want to call it. We have a lot of numbers on the fixing the bathrooms and stuff. We don't have numbers on the paving of the road yet. I don't believe.
Correct. So we have some very very rough estimates, but yeah. Now that if we make formalized plans, we'll be able to get those real numbers.
We're going to make it so ADA. That should be done pretty easily. And again, I'm saying to the residents, if you have a skill, I hope we can use it. We save thousands of dollars in the back road. If we have somebody come in and help us, I'm not trying to break any unions or anybody, but if we can save money for the kids, I think we should be open to that. So any other questions? I'm here for target practice, so I'm the bearer of the bad news, I guess. I guess that's it then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We now move to the treasurer's report.
Nothing further.
Okay. Move to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. If you guys, in a second, if you could take out the packet that I prepared for you. And there are some additional report cards up there if anybody in the audience wanted to take a look at one. But I really wanted to spend a couple minutes going over the official release of the state report card. For the last couple of months, we've talked quickly about the unofficial results, but over the last couple of weeks, they did come out formally. So first and foremost, I wanted to thank the staff, the administration, the teachers, and the kids for the effort that they put into these tests. As we're going to go through and see some of these results, that's first and foremost to me, is to make sure they understand how much we appreciate the work that was put in to get these kids to where we showed some really great improvement. So I want to start off with the first three you'll see. You'll have a copy of the McDonald local report card. The second page is the high school report card, and the third will be Roosevelt Elementary report card. This is the first year that the state of Ohio has assigned an overall grade. In the past, you always had grades for all the components listed below, but now they've actually assigned an overall grade. So as you can see, for the overall grade for the district, we received a B. The overall grade at the high school was a B, and the overall grade at Roosevelt Elementary School was an A. So those are really encouraging starts for us right now. But I wanted to spend just a couple minutes going into the details so you understood a little bit about what makes up that report card. So the second handout that's in there, you'll see, deals with the achievement score. As you can see, that's the first part of our report card, and it talks about it as two components on the inside. One is the performance index. The performance index takes a look at how your kids did on the individual test that they took. They always judge this on, you start with a score of 100, which would be if every one of your students took a test and they all scored proficient, you would have a 100 score for your PI. As you can see, our performance index score is a 97.3. To move up or down on that scale, you can see the additional columns. For accelerated, you could score 1.1. So every test that was taken, we received the additional point, tenth of a point. Advanced, you score 1.2. And advanced plus is 1.3. The advanced plus is a new category on there, which talks about students that are actually in accelerated courses. So if you have an elementary student that's accelerated from third grade and they skip over and they go right into fourth, their test results, you'll get an advanced plus. You could get advanced plus. So whatever they score on the test, they give you a one bump. So if they scored advanced regularly, they move that score to advanced plus. And that also works for our high school students taking courses ahead like algebra when they're in eighth grade. To take a look at that, for us, last year, we met our performance index last year for that. We scored a 91.1, and this year we moved up to a 97.3. So a 6-point jump in performance index is absolutely enormous in a year. So that is something we should really, really be proud of. The second phase of performance index, or the achievement, is the indicators met. You can see this year we were 13 out of 24 for indicators met. Something we definitely can continue to work on. A lot of those scores that we haven't met are now creeping closer to that 80% threshold. But to put that in perspective, the year before, we moved up from 50 to 54% from 25%. So in 16, 17, we had hit one out of every four indicators. So this year, that's almost a 30-point jump in indicators met. So another huge victory for us. The backside of that shows a little bit more pie graphs and information, but I thought that was something that would help present that to you. The second component is the progress component, and that takes a look at where the kid starts in your classroom compared to where the kid leaves your classroom. And in order to do that, they'll judge that student by what they consider to be their like educational peers all throughout the state. So they'll take their past performances they've had on state tests, and they'll have a subgroup. And then they'll take that subgroup for the year and find out what was the average gain for that student. So as you can see, if you score above, they give you the green marks are good on this. It's literally like a stoplight here. Green's good, yellow, you've okay. Red, you've got some concerns. So basically green, you've exceeded the growth of their educational peers. Yellow, you've met the growth. And red, you're below the growth. There's also a category on the side that'll break that down for you with students from the gifted students to students with disabilities and an overall score as well. Any questions on that? I should ask. I don't want to. One of the things that we were very proud of was our gifted data. I sent you an email about them a couple weeks ago. There was only 38 schools out of the 608 school districts in the state right now, and there's only 38 schools that met the gifted indicator in the entire state, and we were one of them. And so for our teachers, that means they're identifying gifted students, they're writing educational plans to help push those gifted students, and then those gifted students scored exceptionally well compared to their peers on this test. So that's a three-pronged score that you have to get. So that's why only 38 school districts in the entire state of Ohio. So that's something we're really proud of and something we want to build on as we move forward there. The other scores that you'll see under gap closing deals with our subgroups. So for McDonald, that deals with our economically disadvantaged students and our students on our individualized education plan. And that looks at are they making progress like their non-disabled peers? Are they making progress like their non-economically disadvantaged peers? So that for us, just so you have perspective on that, last year gap closing, we scored a 68.6%, which was a D. And this year we had a 100% score at an A. So we did show some amazing progress with those kids. And that again is a credit to what they've got going on in the classroom. Graduation rate, I won't spend too much time on. It's probably one of the easiest ones. Obviously, we don't have a lot to worry about right there. We're doing very, very well, and we want to keep it there. So our graduation score stayed at the A from last year's report card. Our K-3 readers, this is, again, we scored an A here. K-3 at risk looks at kids that we identify at the beginning of the year. The teachers in kindergarten through third will give their kids a diagnostic reading assessment. And they will then record any students who they believe are not on track. Then those students are retested at the beginning of the following school year to see if they're still not on track or if they made the gains to be on track. So as you can see, last year, the kids that were identified 2 years ago, when they were tested last school year, they were back on track. So again, another credit to what they're doing down at K-3 in the language arts classrooms. And the last category, the prepared for success. Prepared for success is probably the newest component to the report card. And that takes a look at things such as how many of our students take the ACT, how many of our students have an honors diploma, how many of them are taking dual enrollment courses, and how many of them are remediation free. The challenge to this is we're looking at it, we've identified some key areas for us that we are already made improvements on. This is the only component to our report card that has two-year-old data. So the data that you see that gave us this score of a D is actually from the 2016-2017 school year. Since that time, we have added a lot more dual enrollment courses, so we know our scores will be increasing there. ACT participation, all juniors are taking the ACT participation rate, is going to obviously go up. And we think that we're going to make some strides with our remediation free scores too. So we're certainly not looking at that D as something that we're happy with. It's probably the lowest mark in the state across the state of Ohio. So we know where we need to go with that. And we're excited to see what last year's kids will actually score on there for us. I know I threw a lot at you. Any?
You threw a lot.
Yeah. Any questions or?
No, it's good. It's better than good. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Love seeing it, love seeing the progress, and this makes all the hard work that all you guys are doing every day very visible for everyone else to see, so thank you guys.
I included a sheet in there for you too on financial data. This was part of the report card that you, and you can take a look on the OD's website. You can look at these documents for weeks. I didn't want to print them all out for you. But one thing I thought that was fascinating is they talk about what percentage of our money that we have is it spent on classroom instruction. So for us, we are very much right on average with the state as far as how much of our budget is spent right in the classroom. But one thing I wanted to point out that is that our per pupil spending right now stands at $7,347, and the state average still is $9,356. So that's also a credit to what we're doing here, that we're spending on average $2,000 less per student, and we're starting to show the results that we're looking for. So the last part of the report card was something that I know the principals are going to be sharing with their staff shortly. The Cleveland Plain Dealer took the state report card, and they wanted to add something to it because they felt there was a component that was deeply missing, and that was taking your academic scores and then also taking a look at your median income for the community that you live in. And so they re-ranked schools in Ohio based upon their formulation of performance index, which was how'd your kids do on the test, and then a scaled median income score. When they actually took those two scores and combined them, out of the 608 schools, there were six schools in Trumbull County in the top 20, and McDonald sat at number six statewide. So when they talk about what you're doing in the community that you're in, Girard actually was number two statewide. So that's a credit not only to us, but to this county and the work that we've got going on. These guys right now are going to these targeted learning days with their peers all throughout the county. But to have six of our schools, it is a little frightening because it shows the median income here is, and our county is obviously taking a large hit. But it's a credit to what we have going on academically. So something definitely that I know the principals are going to share with their staff. The only other thing I left for you guys is I've been working with Walt Bradley, the one councilman. I don't know if you guys know his son, Jim Bradley. Jim Bradley has started a project. It's something that he just became passionate about. I don't know where he started it from. But he's working with all different communities and schools across to do what he's calling hero parking. And you'll start to see these at different financial institutions, banks, government offices, where he actually wants to put reserve parking spots out there for military veterans and for first responders. And so he contacted us about the program he's doing. He's mocked up a couple of signs for us of how they would look. Obviously here at the high school, I'd love to put them at both buildings. We don't have any spots to spare to put any. We would have to have one, and Mr. Carquito would have to park in it every day. So we are going to try to use two of these at the elementary school, because in the front of the building, we do have space right there, so we thought that would be a nice way for not only for school activities, but also for football games, that those couple of spaces might be reserved. So I'm working with Mr. Bradley. I told him I'd bring it to everybody here tonight, but we should be able to have those up here in the next couple of weeks.
I assume the decision to park there is based on the honor system?
Yes, absolutely. No towing involved.
You mean beat up board members don't get it?
Unless you were in the service.
Yeah. So other than that, all the sports teams, we don't have time to even go into all the fantastic things they're doing. Cross country and the football team, what a game Friday night. Golf is playing tomorrow morning. Their sectionals were postponed from today, so the weather looks good. So the golf teams will be out there tomorrow. Tennis, everybody. Volleyball that you mentioned. I mean, there's so many good things going on now. So in the next month, I'll be able to, we'll have some final results from the fall seasons and some honors that we'll want to share with our kids. That's it.
Thank you. That's a lot of good news. Okay, at this time, I think we're ready to entertain a motion to go.
Before we go, would you like to make a comment for the good of the committee? The comments? I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead.
We just heard this great report. We talked about Mr. Johnson. All we see is the results. You guys are the Army. as a citizen, not just a board member, I'm so proud of the way you guys work. I mean that sincerely, because you've all had my grandchildren. I couldn't be prouder. And you guys have really stepped it up. And not just that, from the building's immaculate, we are a gem here. Not perfect. We got to work together to get better, but I'm really, truly happy and proud of what you guys do. I mean, it's sincere. I know they all feel the same. We don't talk to you guys, we talk to him, and your superintendent, your principals talk to you. So I just, as a citizen, as well as a board member, I thank you for all your hard work. I mean it sincerely. I mean it, though. It's the truth. Second me.
No, appreciate the comment.
That's all.
Okay. I think at this time we're going to entertain a motion to enter executive session for purposes of discussing employment and preparing for and conducting and reviewing negotiations with the public employees. So we will entertain a motion at 8 p.m.
So moved.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzella and seconded by Mrs. Higgins to go into executive session. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzella?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Place?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5-0 vote.
Motion carried, and again, we will not conduct any business after we emerge from executive session.
I don't get to drink the water. Oh, we vote? We voted already?
To go in, yeah.
Did she call my name? I did.
Reflex action.
Yeah. I found last year. So last year's balance was 7.7, and we had 11. That's what we said was appropriate. So the difference was 6.6. So we're 1.4. It's 1.4.
So basically, this came down.
Yes.
This is the estimate. That'd be consistent.
So thank you.
No.
That increased by 900,000. Obviously, that couldn't. Now, we do have some things that change our taxes. So we'll talk to that. I was looking for it last night, but I lost track.
Together, for our mindfulness on Fridays,
It's nice to know that. I was thinking about that last night when I heard about it. Thought the only means to figure it out was.
And I wasn't sure if these were, these numbers were hard numbers or not. So really, everything's a hard number.
There's probably some things that we probably should ask questions about.
No, we go to executive session.
Okay, I just have a little question for him.
Do you get my email about the list?
You know what? I'm sorry. The easiest way to do it would be just provide us with what you want to say, and then we can input it and shoot it out as part of our regular, because we get one a month or something.
Coming up in November.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah, if you just want to give us what you want to say.
Okay, I'll ask. I think Melissa already has some.
Okay, good.
So can I just give her your email?
Or she can send it to Pam.
Okay.
Because Pam, she does the actual work.
Okay. I think I have her email at home.
I can only imagine.
All right, okay.
Or if you don't, just send it to me.
That's fine. That's cool. That's
all right, I'll tell them. I'm glad I saw you, because I was thinking about that.
I completely, I mean, we talked about it, and then off it goes. Off the plot goes.
Okay, I will.
But yeah, we think that'd be the easiest way to do it, is just go ahead and we'll shoot it out.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Oh, sure.
John, can you talk about the final sale of the Second Street by all
back in town?
Now at this point, we're going to look at some options down on the bench and track, but nothing's official. And also look at some.
They just have a great day.
I'm just standing.
They have those cards ready. Nothing is official.
Right, this is just the recommendation out of your commission.
We had to do.
Making those recommendations. So we haven't taken any action.
The first paper back.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Oh, I said, if you have Mrs. Simpson, she's trying to change the way that they look at it, really is it's like chase the knowledge, not the grade. Like, the grade will come. But we're trying to teach you the process. And they're not, as we like to say, they're not there.
Yeah.
There you go. So they're all about the grade. I just explained today at all my classes about like individualized education, scaffolding, differentiation. I'm like, we do all these things, so you're all getting an assignment, but you're not always going to get the same thing. And like, they all talk. So if you give out five different assignments, I'm like, well, why did you get this one? And why did you get this one? I said, so I'm not going to tell you who is getting one. You're just going to know, because that's how, like, my job is to take you from here and move you to here. So I got to make the plan on how to do it. I said, so that's why we're collecting the data. Because as soon as we started doing this, they're like, okay, what's happening? I said, well, I'm going to explain. So, but they're willing to go with it. So like, they seem today to like understand what I was saying.
And I've got all my classes one-to-one this year, and they seem to like that. It's nice to be able to jump on and do a reflection at the beginning of the period and do an activity from there. The kids like the consistency of knowing what they're doing with it. They all have it all assigned. So we just keep pushing forward with it. So sophomores, seniors, everybody's using them. We're working on, I always use the seniors as my guinea pigs because they're kind of more mature to handle those things. And like, once we figure out the kinks or what the limitations are, then we move it down. But sophomores are going to be their first collaborative peer review next week. So kind of get them looking at other people's work to kind of see some models and stuff like machines. Mr. Studer is a godsend, as long as we don't burn him out. As long as we don't give him too much to do.
Don't burn him out.
Don't burn him out.
Don't burn him out.
I will be sad the day he leaves us. He has been phenomenal. Not just with like fixing things, but he knows I'm hungry for it, and he'll shoot me an email, hey, try this, hey, try that.
Good.
And,
it's great to hear.
My own time, yeah, sure.
He's been a big help. I got digital software to go with my new book. He and I sit down after school. We're like trying to figure out how we're going to get these kids on, how we're going to, get it, all the assignments out. What's the best way to do it? So definitely.
I wanted to talk to Kevin because I was helping Sophie with the English assignment the other day. It was the book that I had when I was a senior in high school. I kept looking at the book. I'm like, this is familiar to me. And I started looking. I was like,
so I started looking last year. EMC Publishing has a new series. I've actually talked to them a couple times. But I would like to pursue getting new books. I'm not even heard of the guinea pig for once. It's me. She does have this digital component to her books. So
you're going to wait and see how it works,
for her, see what she likes, what the kinks are, and then I think.
So you actually have a book, but then you have the.
We have an online component. So the kids just got their passwords and their usernames, so now I have to give them to them, and then we'll start piloting the actual online program. So they have a book, but they have a digital component. It almost is like Pearson's version of Google Classroom.
Okay.
And so then you can assign flipped videos, flipped assignments. There's all sorts of things that we're testing out, basically, and we're going to see what the kids like. And
Sophie's already, real quickly, that our friends that are already in college know that they have like so many minutes that they have to show that they did on like whatever math software
on the
website. They have a way of tracking it. Like that's
what we noticed last year. It's just the amount of resources. The English department, at least, we're all creating our own resources because all we had when I got here was a textbook from 1993. I had no. All the tests were old school tests where it was who's the main character, what's the setting, which is not what the tests are chasing after these days. So, we're working on bolstering those, we're using the common lit I think it's time to have a conversation about consistent. Plus, he's using a Prentice Hall, I'm using a whole Google, so there's no consistency in that fashion. So if we can get ourselves a suite of software and books that take us from 7th to 12th grade that's consistent throughout the whole curriculum, I think that's going to be beneficial in continuing to build on that.
That's the exciting stuff to learn or to watch. And the great scores already starting to show it. Nice to see them getting better and better.
We're trying.
We're pushing them. You guys are. But
we're challenging them.
You only had the tools. I mean, you weren't working with great stuff before. So that's the challenge.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Sure.
Thank you.
The one thing I definitely noticed was that wow. But look at the high school. These scores. Which I just found interesting. I won't ask Kevin why. I mean, because the Roosevelt's. So what are they
dramatically
doing
different
than the high school's not? Other than
dramatically different.
Paying attention to
different kids. They have better kids in the rest of
them. They have better. So they somehow become bad from 6th to 7th grade. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, today was the first
day. We bat them down.
You had some needs over here. But seriously, I think it's this.
No, that's an interesting.
I almost said it out loud. I was like, no, Joe.
No,
shut up.
Right,
shut up, Joe. Shut up.